This is Harry Murray with the beginning of a series of podcasts we're going to do on smallmouth bass. There'll be approximately 15 of these over the next 15 weeks. What we're going to do here is start today and show you a little motivation of why we actually fish for smallmouth bass. Next podcast, we'll get into the tackle, then we'll cover the food on a separate podcast. The fourth one coming up is on reading the water. We've got a great picture here that's going to show you what goes on. Then for the next 10 after that, I'm going to go through a seasonal sequence, starting in the spring and going through into the fall, show you the techniques we use, the flies we use, and just how to adapt your tactics to the individual stream conditions. Now, I'm gearing all this to what I find in here in the Shenandoah Valley. So if you're in a different geographical area, you have to go a little earlier or go a little later. So today we're considering just why would you want to go fly fishing for smallmouth bass. For one thing, I personally consider him to be the gentleman of the warm water species. He takes on many of the fine qualities of the other fish, but he blends these in special ways that he sort of adapts his own rules and regulations as to how he wants to feed, and then we have to adapt our tactics to this. Sometimes the fishing can be unbelievably easy. For instance, I've often worked with Boy Scout groups in the spring when the conditions are ideal, put these kids in a riffle with a streamer, and they'll catch a fish on almost every cast. Then on the other hand, I've seen expert casters in the low, tough conditions later in the summer working long lines on chasing fish and doing the very, very best they can. Now, between these two extremes, we have just about every type fly fishing you could find. Whether you want to fish them with nymph, streamers, topwater, it's all there. So smallmouth does offer a whole lot for you. Now, one thing I personally find, and I hit the river almost every evening after work, the solitude. Very seldom when I go fishing in the evening I ever see another fisherman, and I'm not strictly fishing on private water by any means. So the elbow-to-elbow crowds that you can encounter on the trout streams usually don't exist on the smallmouth rivers. So that is nice too. Plus, a lot of times the smallmouth game is the at-home game, where you may spend a fortune to go out and fish the Rockies for trout or go down and fish in the Bahamas for bonefish. You know, you can go after work many times and hit the smallmouth. Plus, in the summer, July, August, September, when many of the trout streams throughout the whole Atlantic coast area are getting so low and tough that the fishing is not all that great, these smallmouth streams can be excellent at that same time period. So there's a lot to be said for the smallmouth in the streams and the rivers. Now, if you haven't done much smallmouth fishing, but you have fished for other sport fish, there's a great overlap. For instance, if you fish sculpin streamers up on the Beaver Kill or out on the Yellowstone for rainbows, it's the same game we play right here in the same patterns. If you've thrown Dave Hoppers up on the Madison around Varney for those brown trout, that's the same game you're going to play on the North Fork of the Shenandoah River to take smallmouth. Bitch Creek nymphs up there in the Cardiac Canyon over on Henry's Fork, same game here. You're going to catch some nice rainbows in there on Henry's Fork doing this game, and you're going to catch some mighty nice smallmouth. Maybe you're a largemouth fisherman that has had a really outstanding fishing with surface bugs down at Currituck. There's a whole lot of overlap between that and fishing the smallmouth. Even stripers. I like to fish for stripers down at the Outer Banks. A lot of the same techniques I use in fishing streamers for stripers, I also play in fishing streamers for smallmouth bass. Now, in these podcasts, I'm going to try to show you the tactics that we use throughout the entire season. If you have any questions on any of this, please ring me at the Fly Shop in Edinburgh. This is Harry Murray and Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you very much.